There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking Saudi Arabia now. Going to get the latest on the economic reforms there, crossing live to Riyadh, where the Director of Economic Research at the Gulf Research Centre, John Sfakianakis, joins us. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for speaking to us. We haven't caught up with you for a few weeks now, and lots happened in the past few days and weeks, and we'd love to get your take on that. Can I start with the cabinet reshuffle that we had a couple of days ago, and in particular, the promotion of the Deputy Minister of Labour? It is Dr. Tamada Al-Rama, one of the first women to hold a senior economic position within the Saudi cabinet. Tell us a little bit about her and this appointment, and then give us your take on how significant it is.
Absolutely. She is very significant given that she has a vast experience in the medical profession. She is a radiologist, a PhD holder from a UK university. And being a woman, taking the job of Deputy Minister of Labour is very important for Saudi Arabia. For Saudi Arabia today, the key issue of addressing unemployment is addressing the female component of unemployment. So she will play a very important role towards addressing the challenges of female unemployment, which in Saudi Arabia today reach around 33%.
Malcolm's got a question for you.
I just want to ask you about this figure, John, of women's unemployment. Because obviously in the older days, they didn't actually record female unemployment because it wasn't women weren't allowed to work. How is that calculated? Because obviously when you look at it, the vast majority of Saudi women don't work.
Well, let me say that as per the statistics, we have been reading the statistics on labor since 1999. And since 1999, we do have female unemployment data. And female unemployment data is calculated the same way that all other data within the environment of the International Labour Organization is publishing and calculating. So it is very much the way done in other places. But unemployment, which is at around 12% for the whole country, including Saudis and non-Saudis, for the female part is around 33%, and for the male part is around 6%. Over the last 7 years, we have seen a lot of women actively engaged and actively participating in the labor market. Mind you, female unemployment in Saudi Arabia just 2 years ago was at a 36% level rate. And so that has gone down a little bit. But I believe with somebody like the new deputy minister is going to be addressing that issue far more dynamically.
Sorry to labour this point a little bit. So am I right in assuming then that if the unemployment figure amongst females is 33%, that suggests that 67% of Saudi females of working age are actually working?
According to the official statistics, again, around 50% of female participants are actually finding a job today. And over the last few years, we see more women entering the labor market. There are more jobs being created for women in Saudi Arabia. And as a result of the driving ban being leveled, taken off in June 2018, you will see more active participants, females, being in the labor market looking and finding jobs. But you are right to say that the female part of the unemployment question is still the key to addressing the unemployment issue for Saudi Arabia.
Let me talk to you about entertainment, if I can, for a minute. We've had $64 billion, that is the number that's been thrown around within the past week or so in terms of Saudi Arabia's investment in entertainment. What are your thoughts on this, on two levels? First of all, do you think it will actually happen? That's a very big level. There's a very big number. There's obviously execution risk with that. And what type of entertainment investment will this be?
Well, I think that whatever entertainment is projected and announced in Saudi Arabia is great. because I would remind our listeners that Saudi Arabia a few years back, if in fact 2 years back, had zero entertainment. So nobody would talk about the entertainment side in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia would not be an entertaining place after all. So during weekends, people who actually commute from Dubai, the UAE, and other places for work purposes, they would go back during the weekends. So that, I think, is being addressed. So whether it is 64 or 34 billion, I think that the country is making fantastic progress towards the issue of opening up and making people happier and spending more money. So I think that entertainment is a key component of Saudi Arabia's diversified economy attempts.
And talking of that, one of the other initiatives we've seen this week is Saudi Arabia extending foreign investment licenses to 5 years. This has come from the Saudi Arabia General Investment Authority. How significant is this move? What will it change? And more broadly, what sense, what appetite is there out there from foreign investors to invest in Saudi Arabia?
I think over the last 2 years, we have seen attempts, quite successful attempts, in fact, towards opening up the country, making the country more amenable to foreign investors. And if you look at the appetite from the foreign side today, it is heavily increasing as a result of Saudi Arabia's positioning in the global market, especially on the financial aspect. I would say over the last several weeks, I see more people participating in the local stock market, and that's because of the expectations of opening up. However, the government doesn't want to be remiss of the industrial opportunities that it is creating for the landscape, and as a result of that, they need to make it friendlier for businesses to come in. And so over the last several months, my meetings with a lot of executives in Riyadh and Jeddah have been on this issue of opening up the market to foreigners to make it more long-lasting. And that, I think, is the key to attracting more foreigners and foreign investors into Saudi Arabia.
John, what are the knock-on effects of these moves on the rest of the Gulf, particularly Dubai, seeking foreign investors, building a sort of a mega free zone, not unlike the Dubai model, but also that massive investment into entertainment, which is partly, as well as creating jobs, partly aimed at keeping Saudis at home rather than going to Dubai for entertainment, for concerts and all the rest of it. I mean, as I understand it, there's even a bit of a stay-home sort of campaign going on. Will it work?
It's an excellent question. I think that over the medium term, it will work. And I'll give you an example. Just recently, the General Authority of Entertainment stated that around 10% of the visitors in the last six months for many of the activities that have been taking place with the Entertainment Authority, 10% of these people, of these visitors, are coming from Bahrain. And that is a very important indicator, because we all know that Saudis used to go to Bahrain and still go to Bahrain for entertainment. Hence, the question, will they stay at home or will they go to the UAE? How will Dubai be impacted? Well, I think that over the next few years, you will see the impact. Saudis will have the preference and the choice. So obviously, there will be more competition. So I think that is very healthy for everyone.
Finally, a quick word on the mood in Riyadh at the moment. The Ritz-Carlton, we know, has reopened for business, which I guess has changed things a little bit. How are you gauging sentiment? Have you been back to the hotel? How has it changed life and the atmosphere in Riyadh?
I think everything is back to normal, as we say. The level playing field has been set. the rules of engagement have been established. And I think it is a very important message that business is still ongoing and there is a return to normalcy. So definitely, I think that that is the way the new Saudi Arabia wants to portray itself. Yes, I visited the Ritz, and I think that the hotel is back in order. But definitely, I think there is an air of new opportunities that are being created. And there is an air of optimism that the end to the old methods have been put to rest. And corruption is not going to be accepted anymore in Saudi Arabia.
John, great talking to you as always. Really appreciate your time today. John Sfakianakis is the Director of Economic Research at the Gulf Research Center in Riyadh. Appreciate your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.